This is episode number 25 of the High School Football Roundup podcast for Saturday, November 7th, 2015. And welcome to the latest Red Eye edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast. I'm Walter Johnson, and this is the final podcast of the regular season, believe it or not. And you're going to find out who's in and who's out, and as in which teams from our area made the playoffs and who didn't. So we're going to go ahead and quickly get started, and we'll start in Class 6A, where the Lee County Trojans quest to make the playoffs for the fifth year in a row, or to make that the fourth year in a row, dating back to 2012, falling woefully short against the Valdosta Wildcats in Valdosta. And the final score, Valdosta 31, Lee County 25. And Lee County started the season at 6-0 overall and rolled past Tiff County 42-14. And who would have thought it was last month? And who would have thought at the time that that would be the last game that Lee County would win this season? Loses a 4 in a row. And Lee County put up a pretty good fight, however. I think they actually, and Lee County trailed 21-13 at the half, and then Valdosta scored a touchdown to make it 28-13, and then scored 12 unanswered points to pull to within a field goal, 28-25, then scored a touchdown to make it 31-25. Valdosta scored a field goal to make it 31-25, and Lee County had a chance for a game-winning drive, and those two chances to be exact, and they got the turn back on fourth down, long 14, deep in their own territory, and let's see, Valdosta, and turned it over, and Lee County turned over on downs. And then a long fourth and about 20 inside Lee County's 28-yard line. And the long pass was incomplete. And then Lee County had one last chance to win the game. But time ran out on them. And the season is over for the Trojans. Final score, Valdosta 31, Lee County 25. And moving right along to the race for the Region 1-4A title down in Cairo, Georgia, and the Bainbridge Bearcats held on to defeat the Cairo Syrup Makers. Final score, Bainbridge 14 and Cairo 6. So with the win, Bainbridge finishes the regular season at 10-0, undefeated, and will host the number 4 seed in GHSA Region 1-4A. And Cairo will be the number 2 seed in Region 1-4A, finishing the regular season at 4 wins and 5 losses overall. They'll face the third place team from Region 4, which is basically Clayton, Henry, and Spalding counties, South Metro Atlanta, and they also call it the Southern Crescent Region. And moving right along, the Worth County Rams guaranteed themselves the number 3 seed in Region 1-4A with a 27-12 win over the Crisp County Cougars up in Cordele. And the Rams, as the number 3 seed from Region 1-4A, will travel to Henry County next week to take on Locust Grove. And the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets claimed the fourth and final seed out of Region 1-4A after they edged the Westover Patriots. Final score, Thomas County Central 28, Westover 27. So Thomas County Central will be on the road for the first round of the playoffs. And also, congratulations go out to the Pelham Hornets, who won a thriller at home over the Bering Rebels out of Nashville, Georgia. Final score, 40-39. So Pelham finishes the season at 6-4 overall, and they're 3-3 in Region 1AA play, if I'm not mistaken. Either way, and the Hornets will grab the number 4 seed out of Region 1AA, and they'll be hitting the road to face the number 1 seed out of Region 4AA next week. And seeing some other, and also some other scores in throughout Southwest Georgia. And we got the Terrell County Green Waves, or Green Wave from Dawson, Georgia, just absolutely mauling Miller County. Green Waves just blew the Pirates away. Final score 42-0, Terrell County. And Terrell County was on the bubble for one of the top 16 spots in the GHSA Class Single A Public School playoffs. And Terrell County faithful will have to wait until next week, until the week for the final power rankings to be released, to see if they'll advance starting on November 20th, Friday, November 20th. And one team that is guaranteed a berth in the state playoffs, the Randolph Clay Red Devils, and the Red Devils actually built a 12-point lead at the half, but had to hold on to defeat the Mitchell County Eagles up in Cuthbert, 28-20, the final score. And the Red Devils are finished the regular season at 7-3 overall, and more importantly, they finished GHSA Region 1 Single A play at 4-1. So Randolph Clay is the region champion, and will secure an automatic trip to the Class Single A Public School State Playoffs. And the first round begins in less than 2 weeks on Friday, November 20th. So the Red Devils will eagerly await to see where they'll play, where they're seated, and where they'll play. And as for Mitchell County, their season's over at 8-6. So the Eagles are done. And finally, in the GISA Class AAA State Playoffs, and the Deerfield-Windsor Knights move on to the second round there in that division as they walked Holy Spirit Prep. Final score, Deerfield-Windsor 42 and Holy Spirit Prep 19. And Deerfield-Windsor will face the winner of the Frederica Gatewood contest next week. And on that note, and that'll end this abbreviated edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast. And remember, you can find the High School Football Roundup podcast online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. That's southwestgeorgianetwork.com. And on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening, and have a good weekend.